the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Wednesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, Today's Modern Worship. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, and we'd love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing at our church. If you pay attention to that beautiful young lady's voice at the beginning and end of the program, well, today's her birthday, and so we want to say happy birthday to her. She won't hear this because she no longer lives in the area, unfortunately. Her and her husband have they're on staff at a church up in St. Augustine, and they've got all sorts of great and exciting things that are going on in their life, and we're very, very thankful for that. But she is not only the voice, but she happens to be my daughter. And so I'm very, very proud of her and thankful for what God has done in her life. So it's a busy, you know, this has always been a busy week for us and our family and our church. Son's birthday was Monday. Used to be that there was another birthday right there in the middle that we celebrated. And then my daughter's birthday is today. Lots, and then there's a couple other people that we would celebrate birthday, and it's awful hard on the waistline with all of that celebrating that was going on, but I've done the best that I could to make everybody happy and sample all of their birthday cake. So anyway, happy birthday, babe, love you. And today we also want to say thank you to the folks at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but we've had some relatively mild temperatures for a good stretch of the summer, but we also have had some really, really miserable hot weather during the summer, to the point where you go outside and it's like, yuck, this is just not where I want to be at this time. And you want to retreat back into that place where the air conditioner is as long as that air conditioner is working. And so Creative AC Solutions can help provide the atmosphere and that refuge from the heat that you need. I encourage you to give them a call, 321-759-3284. You know, some problems can be very expensive. Some problems can be relatively inexpensive. And so don't automatically assume the worst. Give the folks at Creative AC Solutions a call. They will come out and use their decades of experience with systems that I cannot even begin to describe to you. They know how to deal with small systems, but they also know how to do with mega large systems. And they bring all of that expertise and put it to work for you for a reasonable price. 321-759-3284. Their territory pretty much is restricted to the central Brevard County. And so if you fall in the Cocoa, Rockledge, maybe Port St. John, Canaveral Groves, Cape Canaveral, Merritt Island, Cocoa Beach area, They can pretty much find you in that area. Maybe not the Port St. John and Canaveral Groves area, but give them a call. Find out what they can do for you, and you will be thankful that your AC is running at optimal performance. So we're going to go back to Isaiah 61 today. Isaiah 61, we didn't get very far into this. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. So Jesus, it says, had fulfilled this passage, and it says, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. I am so thankful that our just God does not restrict access to the gospel only to those of a certain socioeconomic status. I'm thankful that the good news is good news for everybody, everywhere. I have been to Haiti, where it was really, really desperately poor. And I have also visited some places that were very, very, very rich. I tell the story, because a lot of times people say, well, it's not just, it's not right. I've been profiled. Okay. So let me tell you, I've been profiled as well. When my wife and I were expecting our first child, we were both in retail. We were working at a relatively nice retail store, and she had to go to a doctor's appointment one day, and they were right around the corner from the doctor's office at the same parking lot. They were opening a very upscale department store. We didn't know all that much about it. It wasn't nearly as large as our department store. But we said, hey, we got some time before the doctor's appointment. Let's go in and see what the competition looks like. And they met us at the front door. And I'm telling you that if I had had a button that was unloose on my shirt, they would have crawled inside my shirt and wore it with me. I mean, they were very, very close to us. And, you know, they said, hi, can we help you? And it's like, no, we're just looking. And every time I took a step with my right foot, they took a step with their right foot. Every time I took a step with the left foot, they took a step with the left foot. I mean, they didn't allow 3 feet in between us. And I guess they thought that we were going to try and steal something. I don't know. I wasn't going to do that. There's no piece of clothing worth that as far as I'm concerned. But they looked and said, you do not fit in this store. You don't belong here. I'm so thankful that the kingdom of God isn't like that. I'm thankful that the good news of that Jesus saves, Jesus forgives, Jesus heals, and Jesus is coming again is available to the rich, to the poor, to the middle class, to the lower class, to the, you know, people without any class, people who think that they are above every class. It is the same thing. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And at the foot of the cross, the ground is level. You and I all have the opportunity to avail ourselves of the forgiveness that Jesus has made available to us. So I encourage you to take advantage of that. Now, let me just conclude that story. My mother was in intensive care several years ago, went back to be with her. In fact, it was one of the only times that I've ever had to phone in and say, we're going to have to do a best of refresh radio program because she was so sick. They told her that she'd got as close to dying as she could get without succeeding. And, so we were blessed with another couple of years, with her presence. But, after spending a lot of time in the hospital, I decided to go for a walk outside because I hadn't been outside much. And I walked and I said, well, there's the department store. I remember that department store for being the department store that didn't think I was good enough for them to be a customer of. And so I walked in, and I want you to know something. Their opinion changed. And so I found something for my wife. I found something for me. I found something for my dad. And I went up, and amazingly enough, they deemed that I was worthy of selling their product to. And so I bought it. And I'll never go back. Because as far as I'm concerned, I'm still the same guy that I was all those years ago. But I wasn't good enough then, but I am good enough now. You know, I've had people that have told me that people treated them badly because of their appearance. And then when their appearance changed, they went back, and all of a sudden everybody thought, you know, that they were good enough now. I want you to know the church is not about you becoming good enough to belong to the church. The church is here to say all of us were in a hopeless situation. None of us were good enough to deserve heaven. Jesus, by his mercy and by his grace, made heaven available to us, and we want to make heaven available to you. That doesn't mean that we get to continue in our life of sin. It means we get to be delivered from our life of sin and delivered to a life of holiness and righteousness and peace and joy. And so we welcome everybody to come and hear the good news. Now, if you're at our church and you're there to distract, that's an entirely different scenario. But we will continue to show you the love of Jesus. But we want you to know, good tidings are not just for the rich. The gospel is not just for the rich. The gospel is for everybody. If you have not experienced a broken heart, at some point in time, you will. So heartbreak happens from rejection. Heartbreak happens whenever there's a separation. It's something that you're attached to emotionally, and then all of a sudden it is ripped away. It is either ripped away by someone's sinful actions, or it's ripped away because we live in a sin-filled world that death is a reality of, and sometimes you have a broken heart just because someone got promoted into Jesus' presence before you did. I've got a dear friend of mine, and his mother had broken heart syndrome. Her husband had become a Christian, and his mother was still alive, and they had a really, really tight connection. And when my friend's grandmother passed away, it was just a matter of a short period of time. I don't remember if it was hours or if it was a day or two, but all of a sudden she was fighting for her life. And you know what they diagnosed her with? Broken heart syndrome. And she's still alive. And for that, we're very thankful. But I want to encourage you, you do not have to allow a broken heart to dictate a life of misery to you. God has not sentenced you to a miserable life. He wants to heal you. Don't allow bitterness to set in. Allow Jesus to heal you, because he's been anointed by the Holy Spirit to bring healing to broken heart. Okay? To proclaim liberty to the captives. Everybody has the tendency to be captive to something. Some people are incarcerated because they made some bad decisions. Some people are captive to the food that they eat. Some people are captive to alcohol. Some people are captive to drugs. Some people are captive to immorality. Some people are captive to their jobs. Some people are captive to their hobbies. There are prisons of every variety that you can imagine. I've known people that had so much money that they were imprisoned by their money because they were afraid somebody was going to take it. So they spent their whole life trying to make sure nobody got any of their money. But you know what? They were going to die, and that money wasn't going to do them any good. When we first came to Merit Assembly of God, it had been victims of a number of break-ins, evidently. And so on just about every window, they had expanded steel. And so when I came to Merit Assembly of God, I looked and I said, first of all, that's ugly. And so hopefully the church looks a lot better now than it did then. And in my opinion, it does. But the other thing I said is, why would we ever want to imprison people in the church? Not that we actually incarcerated people, but we did not want people feeling like that they were not safe inside the church, so they had to try and keep people out. And so, you know what? We decided that we would take Jesus from inside the four walls of the church to outside the four walls of the church. And that's what we've always done. We exist to be a blessing. And so whether it was doing sidewalk Sunday school in some of the apartment complexes of Merritt Island back when we had the capabilities of doing that, whether it was giving away groceries, whether it was doing, you know, a festival in the parking lot of Merritt Square Mall years ago. We have always gone, we've gone around and blessed people. We've done free car washes and sent kids to camp. We exist to be a blessing because we don't want anybody living in the devil's captivity when Jesus came to make you free. The opening of the prison to those who are bound to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. Okay, a lot of people want to stop at the proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, but I do need to let you know that if you have been victimized, if you have been living and society has been treating you in an unjust manner, you do not have to be embittered. You do not have to look and say, how am I going to get even, or how am I going to get over? Jesus will take care of that for you. Okay? Just set yourself at ease. Set your heart on God and say, you know what? God is going to take care of that, and he is going to take care of it in a very just manner. Okay? So don't, let me see if I can put it to you this way. A lot of times when people have victimized other people, they go on and they forget all about the atrocities that they did. But the victim tends to live with the ramifications and the consequences every day, seeming to be another reminder of that unjust action that was done against them. I want to ask you to ask Jesus to heal you of that and say, God, I want to put this situation in your hand because I know that you will take care of it in a very just manner. whenever I have to issue correction, whether it was with the kids or at the church or whatever, one of the things that I did was I wanted to make sure that the emotions of Bob were under control, because not everything that happens in life are things that I like. And, you know, we all have a carnal nature that we have to rein in. And sometimes you just want to lay hands on people and pray for them for a while, a long while. And so I would say, God, I want to come to you with this situation, and I want to cast it at your feet, and I want to ask you to take care of this. Now, if there's something you want me to do, I will do it, but I want to do it in the Spirit of the Lord, not in the anger of Bob. And so that, by the way, has served me very well. That has served me very, very well. So it says to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion. Do you realize what a good God that we serve? Can you see that he wants to come to your rescue here because of the covenant? We've talked about covenant a number of times before, and it is because of covenant that he comes and sets the record straight. I heard this story about two ladies, and they had not spoken for years and years and years. One of them was a Christian, and the other one had said something horrible to him and didn't want to have anything to do with the Christian lady. And so she came and she said, finally, after a period of time, she came to her and said, you know, I really need to apologize to you, and I need to ask you to forgive me. And she said, for what? And she said, well, you know, it was quite a while ago, but this is what I said to you, and so I want to ask you to forgive me. And she said, you know, I don't remember that. And she said, oh, yeah. And she went on and she portrayed the whole scenario out and you know, every detail and what had started it and how it boiled to the surface, and finally, you know, what she had said that she was now wanting to apologize. And the lady said, you know what, now that you mention that, I distinctly remember asking God to help me to forget all about that. And I want to encourage you that if you're mourning the loss of a job, if you are mourning a friend that has, you know, been separated, I want to ask you to allow God to heal your heart and say, you know what, I'm so thankful that God, in his justice, is able to console me. It says he gives them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Those are three pretty good transactions. Okay? All of us have some ashes in our life. They were things that were once beautiful, they were once productive, and something came along, and maybe they have been consumed. Maybe there is no evidence of them, of the appearance of that beauty anywhere at all. And God says, if you will present me your ashes, I'm going to give you beauty in its place. Okay? But you can't have both. You have to be willing to give up that which has lost its intrinsic beauty, that which has lost its purpose, lost its value, lost its function. You've got to say, God, I'm ready for you to have this. And he says, well, I'm ready for you to have beauty in its place. He says, instead of mourning, if you will give the mourning process. Now, I will tell you this. People mourn in different ways. my mother passed away a year and a half ago. My dad mourned, I mourned, my sister mourned, my brother mourned, and I'm not sure that any one of us mourned in exactly the same way. My mourning process happened to hit one night when I said, oh, I think I'll call my mother, only to realize that I couldn't call my mother. It would happen when I would call my dad, who still kept my mother's phone functioning for a long time, and I would call her number because I always called her number. I can tell you this, not everybody mourns the same, but you've got to make a decision that you are not going to mourn forever. And you need to ask God to give you the oil of joy. Don't become imprisoned in the past. For the garment of praise, for the spirit of heaviness. And so all of us from time to time feel weighed down or burdened or discouraged, feeling like we carry. I heard one of the Olympians said it felt like she was carrying the weight of the world. I can tell you this, God did not intend for you to carry the weight of the world. He really didn't. And if you have a heaviness that is impacting your spirit, I want to encourage you to spend some time with God and say, God, I want to change my clothes. This heaviness, God, I want you to give me the garment of praise. When you realize that depression, and you know, there's lots of different applications, and sometimes you're going to need medical help in that situation, but sometimes, listen, they cannot prescribe something that only Jesus is the solution for. There are some chemical imbalances and things like that. There are some anti-anxiety things that they can give you. But if you have a spirit of heaviness, you need Jesus to help you with that application of it. And part of that process says, I'm going to praise the Lord. That was the solution for Leah. Her daddy didn't love her. Her husband didn't love her. Her sister didn't love her. She was trying to work her way into acceptance, and that didn't work. And finally, she threw up her hands and said, I'm just going to start praising God. And it radically changed her life, and it will change yours as well. Put on the garment of praise. We'll see you the next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. So wide, so wide.